Okay, here we go. It's Thursday, February 1, a little bit before 9.
Okay, we have taken what you requested in bold. We have responded in red.
Great.
Now, if there is a document included in the response, then we have numbered the document.
Okay.
And we have the number on the document.
Okay.
That supports our response to that. So what you're at leisure to do, whatever you, however how you want to do this, but we've got it laid out with the response in red, the documents numbered, and we talked yesterday about the physical procedures. These are the physical procedures, internal physical procedures that we follow in doing purchase orders, requisitions, and that thing. There may be a couple of changes. One is the county commissioners changed, you know, the authority of $20,000. And I don't think it's reflected in here, but it's reflected in the minutes. The federal reimbursement rate changes every year with when the federal government changes.
Okay.
So those two things may not be the same in here as they currently are practiced, but other than that, this is the procedures we follow in doing purchase requisitions and so forth. Now, so what, and again, you can look at this at your leisure here. If you've got questions, it would be easier if you would just go ahead and make a note of your questions, and then when you get through going through all of this, then we'll get back together and I will try to respond to the questions to the best of my ability. If there's something that you want a copy of, if you will just, you have copies of some of this already, but if there's something here you want a copy of, just tab it. And then when we get through with this, we can make you a copy of it.
Did you get my email yesterday about scanning this and sending it to me?
If I did, I haven't seen it. When did you send it?
Yesterday afternoon.
Well, you know, I don't know the last time I actually checked my email, but I didn't see it when I did, so I don't know.
Well, it's been general common practice that, you know, if I request anything from the county for the last several years, and we went over this, that it be scanned and emailed to me rather than my having to pay $2 for it or something like that.
Well,
I can mark it and,
okay.
And it can be scanned and
I will go by what the policy says. I'll have to verify that. If that's part of our policy, then I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and if you want to Mr. Raymer, is it Raymer or Raymer?
Raymer,
R-A-M-E-Y. Okay. When he comes, you know, y'all can, like I say, I'm just going to close my door here. Y'all go through this at your leisure. If you have questions, make lists of it. I'll get back with you and we'll try our best to respond to them.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Does that sound fair enough?
Sounds fair.
Okay.
I'll go through them and we'll see what we got.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Now, this is the, now there is one thing in here. Oh, I'll tell you this. You ask about an MOU where we changed from 25 to 35 or back.
That's right.
Okay.
We never went back. It only...
There was an MOU here.
MOU is what?
Memorandum of Understanding that became a part of the contract. Let's see, make sure I've got it down right. Okay, see this, and this is in this packet here, which I understood that you had.
I have. It's not going to have it, it's on my website.
Okay, but here you can see that it says the quantity for item 6 earthwork was agreed to be reduced from 35,000 to 25,000. Originally, we weren't sure how many cubic yards was going to be available. And now we're not even sure that there's going to be a total of 25,000 of suitable because there is some of that area where they're removing it from that has a higher water content than we'll be able to accept.
All right, well, hang on a second, because there's a problem with this. In the presentation that Francis originally made, it was 25,000 cubic yards. And then in this and a bunch of other documents, it was increased to 35,000 cubic yards. And this is one of the documents. So this changes it from 35 to 25, which never happened. So what I'm looking for is what changed it from 25 to 35.
Well, I don't know the answer to that question. I know that $25,000 was what was presented out there, mm-hmm. and $25,000 is in the memorandum of understanding, which became a part of the contract. So $35,000 may have been mentioned, or it may have been included in something, but the $25,000 is what the contract is for.
Well, the contract is for $35,000, $35,000 of earthwork.
The contract is what we ended up signing, mm-hmm. and the contract is for $25,000. That was what the bid went out at $35,000, but it's a unit bid, it's a unit price bid. They don't bid on the total yardage, they bid on the unit price. These are unit price bids. So, you know, regardless of how many.
And that's the number there, $3.
Per unit.
So from AFCON.
Regardless of how many yards it is, it's that much per yard. So we don't pay for 35,000 yards if we don't get it. Well, we're not even saying that we're going to have 35,000 yards.
Okay. Well, this is going into the question and answer session, but these drawings that I have, from the bidding contracts. Hey, Terry.
Hey.
Good morning.
That late.
So minimum. A minimum of 22,500 cubic yards.
That's what they.
And a maximum of 35,000 cubic yards.
And that's what the engineers say that we can. That area is designed for. But again, what really matters is what we contracted for, and that's what's in this contract. And that's what was approved. This contract was what was approved by the Board of County Commissioners. And that has it 25,000 yards, but again, it's on a unit price basis. If we don't get 25,000, they basically have guaranteed us 25,000, you know, they being the people who own the public's property. Right? But if they run into soil problems and if they can't deliver that, we still only pay on the basis of what we get.
Okay, well, we'll get to this. Mr. Mashburn, this is Terry Rainey.
Hey, Mr. Rainey, Joel Mashburn, pleasure to meet you.
I'm at the gym with you. I worked at the gym for many years.
Oh, did you really? Daco?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I worked for years and years. My daddy was foreman there. I worked in mill room and textile.
Okay. I worked textiles for a while.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Textiles were pretty tough, some places in there.
Well, it was. The hardest part for me was, and it's been so long now I forgot what they were, but the sheets, you know, that you put on a roller and you had to grind it down?
Pickers.
Okay, you know, and it was, but then I went down to raw edge.
I started out in V-belts and
okay.
Right outside raw edge, you know.
Well, it's nice to meet you.
You too.
And I was just explaining what we tried to do is to respond by laying it out here. If you have questions after you've looked at this, again, make a note of it so that we can then I'll get back with you and we'll try to answer the best we can.
Well, just to get you on the right track with me, I don't have a problem with none of that stuff other than seems to me like I ran for commissioner last time. And seems to me the questions I was getting from the public and stuff is why we keep losing so much money on so many different projects. Like the old hospital, the Last Francis Farm landfill, we spent millions and millions on it. Why in the hell don't they fix it and quit that foolishness? And, well, and they paid me the same thing over and over. If they can't fix it twice, they can't fix it three times. I mean, and that's a consensus of the people I talk to and stuff. And it's stuff like this right here, that just what you was explaining there a while ago. If we've got a contract out, and somebody signed a contract, and I've talked to somebody's contract. If somebody bid for 35,000 cubic yards, and we don't use for 22,000, they're getting paid for 12,000 more.
They're not, because it's a unit price bid. We only pay for the yards that we get.
In other words, you don't pay them what they bid.
No. They, again, it's just like, if you ever put stone on a driveway, you know, you think you know how much stone it's going to take.
Right.
And so you, they estimate there's going to be so many tons or whatever. So it's a unit price. If they deliver less than that, you don't pay for stone you didn't get. But if they deliver more than that, then you
pay
the extra. Or in the case of ours, we put a max on it of 25,000 yards.
I thought it said 35,000.
Well, it was somewhere along the line there. The engineer said we could get up to 35,000 on that site.
But is that not what they bid on those 35,000?
Yes, it is.
They bid, but as I indicated too, we did a memorandum of understanding prior to signing the contract with Avcon, is that the name of the company?
Mm-hmm.
But prior to signing the contract with them, we put a memorandum of understanding, and it's in the contract there, that limits it to, where did I see that? We just looked at it.
Second page, middle paragraph.
What's the second page, middle paragraph? Yeah, the quantity of item six work for it was agreed to be reduced from 35 to 25, with the unit price remaining at 315. So we still have the unit price at 315, which is what it was at 35, but we're not getting 35, we're only getting 25, and that was included in the contract that we signed with Avcon. And this is the contract right here.
So does that come off of the 35,000 compaction rate and everything too? Like what Steve bid on there? He bid on compacting that 35,000 down there and stuff.
Now, who did that?
That's the rabbit skin, actually.
Yeah, it does.
That's what I was wondering. I just didn't understand how they bid. So how you would bid on 35,000 if we weren't going to use 35,000?
Well, again, it's just like you're estimating what you think you're going to do. But when you get down to signing contracts, then the contract is what counts. It's not the, I'm not saying the process we go through doesn't count, because it does count. I mean, we have to go through the process correctly. But in when you finish with all the everything, it's what's in the contract that you have to go by. And that's what's in the contract is 25,000 cubic yards.
And that's the PO that went to MAB, which presumably is Publix, for 25,000. But everything else is riddled with 35,000. That's my problem.
Well, but why do you have a problem with that if what we ended up signing a contract for is 25,000? That's where the money comes in. Not necessarily all the discussions and have you ever built a house? How many times do you change things from the time you began to the end? But the final analysis is what counts, is what you end up with and what you pay for.
Well, I guess what we'll need to do is we'll need to see that the contract says that there's only 25,000.
That's what the memorandum of understanding is. It's in there.
That's why I say you keep pointing to it. I'd like to find it.
It's in there.
Okay.
Sure. Y'all go ahead and look at it. If you got any additional questions, I'll be right in here. Just when you get through, I'll come back in, okay?
That'll work.
Great. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.